Earlier today, President Bush used a speech at the National Defense University to restate his commitment to fighting terrorism around the world and to hail what he sees as a long-awaited movement toward democracy in the Middle East.
Freedom has determined enemies who show no mercy for the innocent and no respect for the rules of warfare. Many societies in the region struggle with poverty and illiteracy. Many rulers in the region have long-standing habits of control. Many people in the region have deeply ingrained habits of fear. For all these reasons, the chances of democratic progress in the broader Middle East have seemed frozen in place for decades. Yet at last, clearly and suddenly, the thaw has begun.
The president focused particular attention on Lebanon. For weeks now, protesters have camped in the streets of Beirut to demand the withdrawal of Syrian troops and Syrian intelligence agencies from their country. President Bush repeated his demand that Syria pull out before Lebanese parliamentary elections in May and spoke passionately to the people of Lebanon.
Today I have a message for the people of Lebanon. All the world is witnessing your great movement of conscience. Lebanon's future belongs in your hands. And by your courage, Lebanon's future will be in your hands. The American people are on your side. Millions across the earth are on your side. The momentum of freedom is on your side. And freedom will prevail in Lebanon.
As the president spoke, a crowd estimated at 500,000 strong gathered in Beirut, this time to show support for Syria in a demonstration organized by the Islamic group Hezbollah. On tomorrow's Talk of the Nation, we'll explore democracy movements in the Middle East from the perspective of the region's grassroots activists. But now we're going to go to Beirut to talk with Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for the Lebanese paper The Daily Star. And Rami, it's nice to have you back on the program.
We're glad to be with you. Thank you.
You were at today's demonstration. Tell us about what it was like.
Well, it was actually the most extraordinary thing I think I've ever experienced in my life. I've been to a lot of these kinds of things in my long and happy life, and I've never felt the kind of power and force that was visible there, including also control and disciplined order. It was a festive atmosphere. You had families with their kids. It was a very powerful political statement and an affirmation. And it wasn't really a pro-Syrian rally. The Syrians are on their way out, and Hezbollah knows that, and everybody knows it. It was just an acknowledgement, really, a kind of giving the Syrians a golden watch to thank them for their service over the years. And they did a lot for Lebanon. They saved the country during the Civil War. They helped it get back on its feet. They were invited here by the government with an Arab League mandate. So their original presence was really very legitimate, but they stayed too long. And then the Lebanese finally said, look, that's enough, and we want you out. And they got the message, and they're on their way out. It was really about internal Lebanese issues and Hezbollah's role in them. But it was a very, very powerful event.
What did you make of the fact that the flags being waved in that huge crowd were Lebanese flags, the famous cedar flag?
Well, I think that's one of the main points, that Hezbollah was affirming its engagement in the Lebanese political process. The speech was extraordinarily reconciliatory in terms of internal Lebanese affairs, and Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, went out of his way in previous speeches in the last few days, and today especially, to make it clear that Hezbollah wants to be a force for consensus, for people coming together to heal some of the rifts that are opening up in the country after the death of Hariri. So there was a lot of really positive stuff there, as well as the usual kind of perfunctory criticism of the U.S., and of Israel and of foreign countries intervening in Lebanon. But they say that every day. There's nothing new there. The new stuff was really quite new and quite significant, and I think people should take the time to focus on it and understand what it really means.
We're speaking today with Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for The Daily Star in Beirut. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And you mentioned Rafik Hariri, the former Lebanese prime minister, whose assassination a few weeks ago has triggered a lot of the demonstrations calling for Syrian withdrawal. An observer in this country looks at that and sees signs, thank you, Syria. And as you say, they're saying the foreign interference in Syria is not, the foreign interference in Lebanon is not the presence of Syrian troops and intelligence agencies, but American interference in Lebanon.
Well, I think what the Lebanese are saying is that it's actually both of these things, and I suspect the majority of Lebanese wants the Syrians to pull their troops out and their intelligence agents out, and have said so very clearly, very openly, for months and months and several years, and well before the U.S. went into Iraq, and well before the American president launched his forward strategy for freedom. So I think it's very important for people in Washington to understand that there is a history that started before the before 9/11 and before the American invasion of Iraq. This has been going on for some years. People want the Syrians out, and they don't want the Americans and the French and other people or the Israelis to meddle. The Hezbollah drove out the Israelis from the south after a long and a bitter occupation. The majority of Lebanese are now pushing the Syrians out, and the Syrians have accepted that. And what people are saying, Hezbollah and others, we don't want to replace Syrian tutelage with American tutelage, that we want to be an independent nation runs its own affairs.
As we mentioned, elections are scheduled in Lebanon in May. I think it was Tip O'Neill in this country said all politics is local. Is that the case? Should we look at today's rally in that light?
I think very much, yes. Hezbollah was basically saying that it is now going to be engaged on a national political level in Lebanon, which it has not done before. It has played a very low-key role. It only recently got into the Lebanese parliament. It basically was a resistance movement focused on the south, driving out the Israelis, and also providing a lot of charitable social services to people mostly in the south. Now it has to play a different role because the Syrians are pulling out, the south has been liberated, and it cannot just live on its past glory. So I think this was Hezbollah today basically announced its candidacy for the Lebanese political arena. They're going to be engaged, and they're going to start a series of rallies all over the country, which is unprecedented for them, and this is extremely important. They're going to have a rally in the northern city of Tripoli, and then they're going to go to other countries. So I think this is worth watching very much. But they're also doing one other thing, which is rallying the population so that they are not disarmed, because Resolution 1559 in the UN wants the Syrians out of Lebanon and wants to disarm Hezbollah. And Hezbollah is saying we can't disarm until there's an Arab-Israeli peace agreement, because Israel is still a potential threat, still occupies Arab countries, and we need to be vigilant.
You described Hezbollah as a resistance organization. The U.S. State Department, of course, describes it as a terrorist organization. It has launched many attacks against Israelis. And as you also said, it's an organization with its own army.
That's right. The Americans and the Israelis are basically the main people in the world who describe Hezbollah as terrorists. Most other people in the world have not accepted that. They criticize Hezbollah for some things, but they have not formally classified it as a terrorist organization. Of course, it's in a war with Israel. Israel occupied South Lebanon for over a decade, and the Hezbollah was the force that drove the Israelis out. They were engaged in the war. They're not sitting there playing a chess tournament. And they won, and the Israelis got out. But ever since, the border has been relatively peaceful, and there's tit for tat. Israel shoots into Lebanon, Lebanon shoots into Israel once every 5 months, and there are rules of engagement, and everybody accepts them. So I think the challenge now, the south is pretty quiet. Hezbollah is not a big threat to Israel. Israel is not threatening Lebanon very much in the south anymore. So Hezbollah knows that. They understand which way the wind is blowing. The Syrians are pulling out, and they need to respond to the pressure that's going to be brought to bear on them to disarm them.
Would they, and we just have a few seconds left, but would they under any circumstances either integrate or disband or integrate their forces with a Lebanese national army?
I think that's ultimately going to happen, and this is one of the things that will now come to the fore as Hezbollah engages the Lebanese political groups more directly through parliament and other means. These are some of the options being discussed now to integrate it or integrate it halfway or maybe take its arms and store them, but they can be accessible if need be. Mm-hmm. These are options that will now become political issues that will be discussed.
Rami Khoury, as always, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Rami Khoury, a syndicated columnist and editor-at-large for the Daily Star newspaper, and we reached him at his home in Beirut. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.